It's Wednesday, October 24th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Body parts belonging to murdered journalist Jamal Khashoggi have been found, according to two Sky News sources. One source suggested that the writer's remains were discovered in the garden of the Saudi Consul General's Istanbul, Turkey home, located around 500 meters away from the consulate. It contradicts the explanation being made by Saudi officials that the body was rolled up in a carpet and handed to a local collaborator who was tasked with disposing of the evidence. The sources have told Sky News that the Saudi dissident had been cut up and his face disfigured. Since its grand opening nearly a year ago, the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. has exhibited five fragments from the storied Dead Sea Scrolls, the ancient parchment fragments discovered 70 years ago in a desert cave, reports Christian Headlines. While the museum had long suspected that the fragments may be forged, and a sign accompanying the exhibit said scholars had raised questions about their authenticity, last week, the museum received scientific verification via X-ray testing of the ink and the chemical composition, which proved conclusively that the fragments were indeed forged. They were taken down on Monday. A new study finds that a majority of Americans believe that abortion is a sin. According to Ligonier Ministries' State of Theology survey, 52% of Americans agree that abortion is a sin compared to the 38% who believe it is not, reports Christian Headlines. Dr. Albert Moeller, the president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, notes, quote, "Pastors and local churches have played a big part in this by teaching about the sanctity of human life. Ultrasound images plainly show the humanity of the child in the womb, and they are provoking the consciences of Americans. With the majority agreeing that abortion is a sin, we have a clear indication that many Americans want the state to restore protection to the unborn child." End quote. God spoke in Jeremiah 1:5, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart." Is it morally acceptable for Christians to celebrate Halloween? It's a question that comes up every year around this time, and according to a recent CBN News Facebook poll, an overwhelming amount of believers are opting out of the widely contested holiday, reports FaithWire.com. A staggering 87% of believers said they feel that Christians should not celebrate Halloween, while 13% believe it's okay. In an interview with CBN News' Prayer Link last year, pastor and former Satanist John Ramirez said Christians should think twice before partaking in any Halloween festivities. Ray Comfort of Living Waters recommends handing out his evangelistic tracts with candy on Halloween. You can find them at livingwaters.com. A college student who watched the new pro-life Gosnell movie said she became pro-life because of the film, reports the Associated Press. Kathy Zhu, a student at the University of Central Florida, has 50,000 followers on Twitter. She first entered the spotlight 2 years ago when she began questioning her liberal beliefs. Zhu said she used to be a Democrat and initially supported pro-abortion candidate Hillary Clinton, but she decided to support President Donald Trump after researching their positions on national security in depth, according to Fusion. On Sunday, she promoted Gosnell, the trial of America's biggest serial killer, on social media, saying it changed her perspective on abortion. Zhu wrote, quote, "Yesterday, I was pro-choice. I believe that women should have a say and the government should not be interfering with our lives. Today, I'm pro-life," end quote. San Francisco, California has become the largest U.S. city to give people in the country illegally the right to vote in a local election. But the possibility of the Trump administration learning their identities appears to have kept people away. Only 35 non-citizens have registered, reports the Washington Post. And finally, The Worldview talked with Pastor Steve Vagalis of Destiny Worship Center in Panama City Beach, Florida, about Hurricane Michael, which almost completely destroyed one of their buildings. Pastor Vagalis said people have not lost hope.
One thing they haven't lost, though, is there is such a great spirit of hope and optimism that is in our area. It's really unprecedented. And our church, too, we're not going at it alone. We're partnering with some amazing people, all of us are rallying around our campus in Panama City Beach, which is the closest to the devastation.
Pastor Vagala shared one touching story about how God provided the simple gift of shoes to impact a Red Cross worker by showing that God is involved in every detail.
There's this one lady that we've watched her. She really didn't believe in the Lord. She came to us from one of our agencies. She was setting up a school that's going to be a shelter. And she came to our church and said, "Do you by any chance have shoes? We weren't taking any clothing or shoes at that time." Well, it was at that moment, she was talking to our campus pastor, that there was absolutely no shoes in sight. But here comes the semi coming to our church and just dropped off like 6 pallets of shoes. But she said, can I just talk to you for a second? And talking to our campus pastor, "Do you really believe there's a God?" And he began to pray with her and said, "Not only do I know that there's a God that's powerful, there's a God that's personal. He's provided you with shoes at this moment."
Colossians 1:17 says, "He is before all things, and in him all things hold together." And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, October 24th in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.